From the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom, local news and more on Moose 93.1.
Good afternoon, I'm Bob McIntyre. We're beginning with something that you're hearing first right here. Right in time for the holidays, the skate path at the Hollinger Park is ready for a new season. Timmins Community Park Association President Mark Rogers confirms that it opens at 6 o'clock tomorrow morning. The TCPA trailer will be open from 5 until 9 in the evening.
COVID rules do apply. In order to come into the trailer to change or to borrow skates, you do need to show your proof of double vaccination. And at this time, with our COVID plan, we only allow maximum of 8 people, including the attendant, in the trailer.
The rink will be open right through Christmas weekend, but the trailer will not. The good news about COVID-19 in Porcupine Health Unit territory today is that 10 more cases are resolved. The less than good news is 22 new cases. 10 of them are in Timmins. There are 6 between Hearst and Horn Payne, 5 between Smooth Rock Falls and Matheson, and 1 along the highway between Fauquier and Opisatica. The running total of cases during the pandemic is now 2,405. Well, take the latest surge of infections from the Omicron variant, add in more restrictions from the provincial government, and expanded eligibility for vaccinations. The sum of all that for the health unit is not being able to keep up with inquiries to its phones and online portals. Medical Officer of Health Dr. Leanne Catton says PHU is unable to get back to everyone immediately.
So we are reminding people to check our website, to help others check our website and get the answers that they need. We know there's been lots of changes in the last few days alone, so we really need people to be patient, to be kind, and to expect delays with respect to responses.
Meanwhile, Catton reports that 84% of the eligible population in the region has at least one vaccination. Appropriate to the first full day of winter, Living Space took delivery of a pickup truckload of toques, scarves, mitts, and other items of warmth. They're from Sunday's toque toss at the Timmins Rock game. Living Space Operations Director Robin May noted how the weather during the presentation underlined the need for the items.
We go through hats, mitts, gloves, scarves, coats every day, and it's very important to keep our guests warm through the elements of winter, so we are very, very appreciative of this donation.
The wind chill at the time was minus 31. Finally, this afternoon, ride spot checks are on the roads over the Christmas and New Year's holiday, looking for drivers who have been drinking or partaking in recreational drugs. OPP Constable Michelle Simard reminds us that no amount of either in your system is safe when you're driving.
We always want you to have a plan B, so whether it's a designated driver, calling a taxi, or sleeping over.
Simard says the potential consequences are never worth the risk. To sign up for news alerts, go to mytimmonsnow.com.